Home Care Physician, how can I help you?
Hello, my name is Talenterior, and I was checking out my grandmother is now living with me, and from my understanding, I can become like a home health care aide for her and get paid for that. I just want some more information on that, on how that works.
Sure. So does she have Medicaid?
She has Medicare.
Just Medicare, no Medicaid?
Correct.
Okay, so it's a Medicaid-funded program. We only work with Medicaid. Did you ever try applying for Medicaid? Do you know?
I don't believe so. Like I said, I'm not so sure how this goes. Like, I tried Googling it, and I called Compass or whatever, that, you know, like the PA government website, and I talked to someone on the phone there, and they didn't give me too much information of, like, how this works. So I know she has Medicare. I have that insurance card. I can try to apply for Medicaid for her.
Okay. So, yeah, so we only work with Medicaid, but if she doesn't, I can double check if she, I mean, are you 100% sure she's not a Medicaid? Or?
I mean, we can try, but, like,
I only have her Medicare,
like, insurance card. It's the only insurance card I have for her.
But, I can check with her date of birth, social name, whatever information you have.
Okay, let me go get her driver's license and stuff. I don't know.
Check if she has Medicaid. If she does have Medicaid, then we'll help her apply for home care. And if she doesn't have Medicaid and she qualifies for Medicaid, then we can have her apply for Medicaid. And once she's approved for Medicaid, then have her apply for home care.
Okay. Gotcha. But is it typically that all places only use Medicaid?
I'm not so sure. I mean, yeah, we only work with the Medicaid part, So this program is a Medicaid-funded program. I'm not sure about Medicare. I'm not sure if there is a program
I was just curious. Like I said, if she can't get Medicaid, if that doesn't go through, then I don't know if I could find a different place that would take Medicare. But if it's always Medicaid, then I'm hoping we can get her on that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, where did I put her? There it is. All right, cool. I'm ready when you are. What do you need from me now?
Okay, so do you have her date of birth?
Yep, it is 07-17-1933.
Do you have her social?
Oh, crap, I'm sorry. That one's still upstairs.
Okay, so let me try with her name. What's her first name?
Eleanor.
Could you spell it for me? Just want to make sure, because if it's not the right spelling, then it wouldn't come up.
Yep, it's Eleanor.
Okay.
And her last name is Terrier, and that's spelled TYERYAR.
So you hit T as in Tom, YERYAR?
That is correct.
Okay. Nothing is coming up.
Okay,
I would
that's fine.
Like
I said,
try. If it's possible to have, because usually with the social media where there's more accurate.
Yeah, let me go. I have it. It's just like in a bunch of paperwork upstairs in my room.
If you don't mind, if you could.
Yeah, I got it. I'm running up there now to go grab it.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. No, I'm sorry. I might take a minute or two.
No problem. Just take your time.
Man, where the hell did I put this?
I mean, I might have to call back with that number and see, but so basically you're saying is I have to get her on Medicaid first?
So it depends. If she is, if we verify that she's not on Medicaid, then it depends if she has her income and assets, then like if she, we could see if she qualifies for Medicaid, then we can have her apply for Medicaid.
Yeah, well, because I'm wondering how this works too. Because I'm wondering, like, for like me, like this, like me getting paid is for like for me and my bills. You know what I'm saying? Because like I left my job to take care of her and stuff like that, so I don't have an income now. So
right. So So once she has Medicaid, and then we'll have her apply. She will have an assessment done, and according to her medical condition, they will have her approved for hours, for weekly hours.
Okay.
That's the amount of hours that you'll be able to work every week and get paid.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because All right, I'm going to have to call you back to once I find this. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I could give you my direct number, so when you have it, you could call me directly.
All right, that works. What's your phone number?
So my direct is 267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Yep.
7427.
7437?
7427. 7427.
All right, I got you. What is your name again?
My name is Shindel. All
right, cool. I should be able to give you a call back in 10 minutes or so when I find it.
Okay, no problem. You can actually text me as well if it's easier. And yeah, just let me know whenever, and I will be able to be happy to help her.
All right, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.